Welcome back to another episode of Niner Talk, the show that breaks bread with the 49ers faithful right here on the official website of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm your host, Taylor Price, back again to answer a feast of questions from the Twitter sphere. Let's get this show rolling. Jose checks in with our first question. What's the difference in our offense from week one and now? I'd say health, first and foremost. Michael Crabtree has been activated and is expected to return to action this week against the St. Louis Rams. It's a month after the return of Mario Manningham. The 49ers have plenty of passing options right now, and you can't forget about the success of Anquan Boldin and Vernon Davis. Both of them had great games on Monday Night Football. Boldin had his first multi-touchdown reception game with the 49ers, and Vernon Davis caught his ninth touchdown in 10 games this year. Colin Kaepernick has so many targets on the field in December, and it sure looks like everything is coming together for the 49ers at the right time. Sebastian B. writes to the show with this very urgent question. Who's the best dancer on the team? Well, Sebastian, if memory serves me correct, we touched on that earlier in the season. It was Quentin Patton taking the title. But if you had to go with the current team, what's going on right now, Anthony Dixon, he certainly cuts a rug when he gets in the end zone, and Michael Crabtree's crab shake. You can't forget about the most anticipated dance of the year. But right now, the number one dancer is Aldon Smith. Whenever he puts down a quarterback, you never know what he's going to do next. Just look at what he did on Monday night. That ooh, kill him dance, that was so glorious. Chris Gorell has our next question. Why is Kendall Hunter no longer returning punts and kicks? Well, Chris, Kendall was used as a kick returner earlier in the year, but the 49ers have since moved on to give other players opportunities in the return game. LaMichael James has stepped up to seize that role. He picked up 125 return yards on Monday Night Football and impressed Jim Harbaugh with his aggressive play and his tight-roping ability on the sideline. He's balling right now, so much so the 49ers have a return game that they didn't have in recent weeks. Now that sets up the offense, and you gotta love that. Prada P wants to know, how do I feel about the secondary in the last two games? And he adds this, is it me or has Eric Wright been a tremendous upgrade? Well, with Terrell Brown going down with a rib injury, the depth of the 49ers defensive backs has been a boon. Tremaine Brock has stepped into the starting lineup and is playing with so much confidence right now. That's what you want to see from a defensive back, and that's why the 49ers gave him a recent contract extension. Wright's been solid as a nickel cornerback. He stepped up, and it doesn't seem like the stage is too big for him. He's been a great addition to this 49ers secondary. Ben Wong has our next question. Is there a current 49er that dispenses greatness more consistently than the one and only Andy Lee? Hashtag the Andy Lee factor. Well, Ben, truer words have never been tweeted before. Andy Lee is underappreciated, but I'm sure that he likes it that way. He's all about getting his job done. But if there's a close second, it's the 49ers linebacking crew that displays greatness on a week-to-week basis. Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Aldon Smith, and Ahmad Brooks, they certainly are bringing it these days. Just ask RG3. Hitting Machine 36 wants to know, what is it going to take for us to make it to the Super Bowl this year? Well, it's going to take many things, but none more important than having steel spines and an armadillo skin. Jorge Villanueva wants to know, if the 49ers staff a ghostwriter or a motivational coordinator, where are these Harbaugh-isms coming from? Well, the answer is yes. The San Francisco 49ers do employ a motivational coordinator, and his name is Edgar Allan Breaux. Closing things for this week's show, Kathy C. Wright was kind enough to say, have a nice Thanksgiving, Mr. Taylor Price. Kathy, thank you very much for that. On behalf of myself and all the fellows here at 49ers Studios, have a happy Thanksgiving full of mashed potatoes, stuffing, extra servings of turkey, and all the fixings. Catch you guys here next week.